Today on we're talking about being productive by being unproductive. Are you busy all the time and never slow down? Does the thought of slowing down or even doing nothing make you nervous or even scare you? Would you like to learn how you can get more done by doing nothing? Let's continue our month focusing on back to school. Does your clutter own you? Unclear your clutter inside and out. We'll teach you how to become aware of your clutter, along with action steps to declutter and create the life you desire. Come on, let's get started. School time is a time back to school when we can go, 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 and we become overwhelmed, and it's about being productive and getting everything done. I kind of can't believe that I'm going to share the story with you, but this was really the motivating factor to do this episode. Last summer, for about 2 weeks in July, and I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're in the South in July, it's just humid. It's gross. As I record this, it's supposed to be a high of 94, which means we're going to feel over 100 degrees. You don't want to move. You don't want to do anything. So perhaps that added to it. I took 2 weeks last July, and I watched The Good Wife. I think there might have been 9 seasons. I just couldn't do anything. Now, I'd answer email every day, of course, had to do that. I was so incredibly unmotivated. And in general, that's not like me. I tried to resist, tried to fight, wasn't happening. I'd sit down to do work, couldn't write, couldn't concentrate. Looking back, I know the universe had my back because my schedule was free for 2 weeks. And that doesn't happen. So I spent those 2 weeks watching A Good Wife. Pretty good show. I would suggest others if you're going to binge watch TV. After those 2 weeks, my productivity, when I went back to work that Monday, shot through the roof. I got more done in those 4 hours than I could have gotten done in 2 weeks. I needed a break. I needed a mental break. I needed a physical break. I needed to get out of routine, out of my rut. For whatever reason, I needed a break. Luckily, I honored myself and I listened to that. I know as a small business owner, that's huge. It scared the heck out of me, if I'm honest. Because I'm a small business owner, there's always something to do. So I know if you're out there listening and it scares you to stop and be unproductive, I know where you're coming from. Why being unproductive is good. We aren't meant to go, go, go all the time. That causes burnout. For me, even when I'm unproductive, I know now I am being productive on a creative level. I'm stewing on ideas. I'm letting things marinate. I'm giving my brain and a soul rest to let them do their thing. There is a difference between being busy and being productive. When you are multitasking, you can make mistakes, not really getting stuff done. Some may view me as unproductive with my process of writing podcast episodes. I have an idea. I first write down a blurb. Then I let it stew. Then I get some ideas, write it down, not a lot of paragraph, take a break. Flesh it out a little more, get it looking like an episode, take a break, do some editing, and do a final edit. However, in between all of the work, things are stewing, I'm thinking about things, I might have a conversation that's going to change how I do the podcast episode. I talk a lot about being present. The older I get, the more I practice my spirituality, the more things just come to you. When you're busy, 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 going, 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 there's not space to open that up, to allow things to come to you. I'm very excited about a talk I'm going to be doing in 2018. Somehow this person found me, obviously from the website. I can't disclose who it is now. It's a really great opportunity for me. It totally came to me. I didn't go and chase it. But because I do my work, because I remain open, it happened. And after our first initial conversation, I said, I don't know if I'm quite the right match for you. They ended up going on a retreat and they want me to talk about the three things I love to talk about most: clearing clutter, getting organized, and being mindful. When we are bored, we tend to release all of our mental inhibitions. We can think freely, more passionately, and with more clarity. Boredom can also be a very powerful incentive towards figuring out our next move. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccia supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. If you find yourself feeling guilty about being unproductive, reconsider what that even means. Running yourself ragged will make you tired and burnt out, which will actually hurt your efficiency and productivity in the long run. On the other hand, unscheduled time can rejuvenate your body and spirit. I talked about how after watching The Good Wife for 2 weeks that it allowed me to do that. I also got out in nature. I wasn't in front of the TV the entire time. I encourage you to view your downtime not as a waste, but as necessary to your mental and emotional health. I've also found that relaxation and rest can help foster creativity. It's during those quiet, peaceful times that I gain new insights. A study in 2014 conducted by Mann and Cadman at the University of Central Lancashire found that participants who had been intentionally led to boredom generated significantly more uses for a pair of plastic cups than those who weren't. The findings also showed that boredom felt during passive activities, like attending a boring meeting, had an even greater positive impact to how creative one could be after feeling bored. There is much more research in existence that also supports these findings. Sporadic boredom, therefore, is actually a good thing. I also found when doing some research that the top five happiest countries for this year in the world are Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, and Finland. Four out of those countries are really cold. I wonder what that's about. Denmark has the world's shortest work week. All five work the shortest work hours, and Switzerland and Finland were still among the top 10 most competitive countries. They're happy, they're competitive, and they're working the shortest work hours. To me, that says a lot. What can we do when we are unproductive? Play. I'm reading a book right now, and I'm about to start a 28-day course. I have to play every day, however I define that. When is the last time you colored, or played with Play-Doh, or ran around in the rain? Those are all ways I've played recently. Veg. Watch TV, be a couch potato. I haven't done that much vegging since last year, but I obviously really needed to. Nap. Most of us don't get enough sleep. If you need to rest, honor that. Read. I always have a long list of books that I'd like to read. Explore. What are you curious about? What would you like to know more about? Hang out with your best friend. Take a day to explore the city you live in. Do nothing. When was the last time you simply were? What about guilt? I've mentioned I'm a small business owner, so I had to overcome a tremendous amount of guilt. I'm also German and from West Virginia, where they raised us to keep working. What has helped me the most, honestly, is I see that every time I am unproductive, I am more productive and my creativity flourishes. Remember, there is value in the process of something not just the goal itself. So many times in my life, the process has been worth it. I look at the process before meeting my husband. I used to have a TV show. I interviewed a lot of amazing people for 3 years. I now look back at that time and really feel it was about me expanding, me learning, me growing, and that allowed me to be the woman that I am to meet my husband. While the goal and what I desired was to meet my husband, but the process to make me a better person along the way, that was fun. Try and get away from comparing and competing with others, and that will help alleviate your guilt. Finally, remind yourself you are being productive, just in a different way. Take actions from today's podcast. Schedule some time to be unproductive. If you are able to do this spontaneously, great. What do you need to do the most during your unproductive time? Honor that. Find a healthy way to deal with your guilt if you have it. How can you be unproductive on a regular basis? In this month's bonus episode, we are talking about the spiritual override. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Clearing your clutter allows you to share your gifts with the world. Get your free self-assessment to discover your clutter priority at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.